Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Lexi with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a multi-storey car park at Wenham Creek is facing strong criticism from Redlands MP Rebecca Young after reports have revealed it will cost over $1.3 million per car park. Young has criticised the previous Labor government for disregarding local concerns and failing to plan for the growing demands of the region after $80 million has gone unfunded. Upon reviewing, Young has launched a public survey to gather feedback from local individuals who are affected by the development in the Redland Bay area.
The torpedo found on Gold Coast Main Beach has officially been identified as a practice torpedo by the Australian Defence Force. The exclusion zone that had been declared after the discovery of the device found early on Thursday morning has now been lifted, after Defence Force personnel identified the device and confirmed it as merely a practice torpedo. The device will now be returned back to the Australian Defence Force Depot with no further concerns for public safety.
In national news, crossbenchers in Parliament claim that in the event of a hung Parliament, they won't strike formal agreements but will instead negotiate bill by bill. Climate change has been listed as one of the top issues to be negotiated, with the LNP's nuclear proposal to be seen as a catalyst in their support. The crossbenchers' decision derives from the previous minority government under Julia Gillard, who state bargaining bill to bill was more effective.
Seven of our galaxy's planets will be visible to Australians until early next month. Dr. Rebecca Allen from Swinburne Space Technology and Industry Institute has said that since January, Mars, Venus, Jupiter and Saturn have all been visible in Australia to the naked eye. Dr. Allen has said that until early next month, Neptune and Uranus will also be visible to Australians with a good telescope. The event, titled the Planet Parade, is a yearly occurrence. However, the alignment of six or seven of the major planets is much rarer.
In international news, the Texas company Intuitive Machines in recent days have launched their second lunar lander named Athena. Its mission is to study the lunar South Pole for water, ice, which scientists believe has potential to be turned into drinking water, oxygen, and fuel for future missions. Athena has roughly 10 Earth days to complete its goal before lunar night returns, preventing the solar-powered machine from generating energy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers this morning. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.